a lot of people thought it was going to happen for certain if he lost yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a manager, you're totally guided by your results, and the fact that, you know, the board hadn't come out and backed him in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think it was inevitable. I think everybody could see it coming, and obviously losing Swansea was probably the final nail in the coffin for him. It's such a shame because, you know, you go back to the game at Wembley where we beat Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-final last season, and, you know, things looked bright. He did a really good job towards the end of last season. I just think all the trouble started with the selling of the two best players in the summer. You know, the fact Fabian went, obviously the club didn't really have much of a choice, because with an £8 million clause in his contract, he was always going to go for that price. Maybe not so much Christian, you know, £32.5 million is a lot of money, but to lose your two best players following 2 or 3 seasons of real struggle, I don't think many teams could cope with that. And to bring in so many new players, none of whom speak English, was always going to be a massive problem.
But whose fault's that, though, Froggy, then? Good afternoon, it's Daz. I mean, they've got £50-odd million to spend from the Benteke money, from the Delph money, plus a little bit more. Now, they brought in 13 players. As you said, many of them can't speak English. And I know you've gone on record a lot on the phone in saying, in time, they probably will settle. They probably will, you know, be able to... Most of them will probably be able to equip themselves to the Premier League. But whose fault is it that they've brought in 13 players? Most of them have never played in the Premier League before. Half of them can't speak English. We asked Tim Sherwood, was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago? And he said, I have final say on all the transfers. So if he's saying that, we've got to believe him.
Well, it's down to recruitment. Plain and simple, isn't it? You know, I don't see bringing in a lot of foreign players who don't speak the English as being a football man's decision. I really don't. Because you look at the team over the last 2 or 3 seasons, we know... You know, we've just escaped relegation during that period of time. You need experience. In a situation where you're struggling, you need experience in that side. And one of Tim's parting shots before he was sacked was that in the transfer window, they need to bring in experienced players. Yes. Everybody can see that. You know, you can't, in a struggling team, bring in youthful players off the continent who've got no experience of playing in the Premier League. It's a totally different way of playing football. It's far more physical. It's going to take some of the boys a fair period of time just to get it up to the physicality level of the Premier League. I mean, look at Mesut Ozil last year. Really weak physically. He's come on leaps and bounds. He's done some conditioning work over the last few months. He looks a better, stronger player for Arsenal. Now, that's a football decision, Daz. Football people would look at that and go, OK, we need one or two stopgaps. And I'm absolutely certain Tim wanted to bring in one or two senior players at the start of the season because he saw what everybody else could see.
So have they made a mistake?
In terms of sacking Tim?
Yeah.
Well, results don't lie, do they, guys? I mean, any manager who gets a job, you know, if you don't win games, you're going to lose your job. And the fact is, you know, that we're in the horrific position where we now sit right at the bottom of the table. So any chairman, I guess, would act based on that. The big question is now, where do we turn to? I mean, you can't look at the last 4 or 5 years. We've brought in so many managers. You can't say they're all bad managers, lads. If you look at the quality, I mean, poor old Paul Lambert, before, you know, we heralded him when he came into the football club because he did such an amazing job at Norwich, and it just went horribly wrong for him. And his reputation in the end was in tatters, which was a shame because I think he is a very good manager. And the same's happened now with Tim Sherwood. Where do we go to next? I mean, we need somebody with experience now.
Like who?
If we could get David Moyes, I think that'd be terrific, because he's massively experienced at Premier League level. He's done it at a club where the budget was small. See, whoever takes over the club, they've got to realise that you know, it's not a big playing budget. They've got to make do with what they have. But I do think whatever manager comes in, they should be choosing the players. I've gone on record as saying before, the club desperately needs a Graham Taylor or a Ron Atkinson to be sat on the panel on who's choosing the managers and have an input. Somebody who knows the club, the game, supporters, everything to do with our football club inside out, needs to be on board to help make a decision.